The Ramban said, right? Not some meduyuk, because there's no real machlokes. The mitzvah, there's no connection between isurim and between mitzvah. Because everyone agrees the maskana of the Ramban, the mitzvah not mavat lezuzu. The klal, in general. Whereas according to the Tosfos, I don't think that's true. There is a machlokes in mavat lezuzu only by matzah mara now, because matzah mara the pasuk and the pasuk moves you up one step, either from Mevatlin to Ein Mevatlin, or from Ein Mevatlin to Mitzvah, according to Rabbanan and Hillel, respectively. But according to the Shitas HaRamban, no, there's no Drasha Gemara over here. The Gemara is Zuzu. The Chlal, in general. Whereas according to Tosfos, I don't think that's true. There is a Machlokas in Mevatlin Zuzu, only by Matzah Mara now. Because Matzah Mara, the Pasuk, and the Pasuk moves you up one step, either from Mevatlin to Ein Mevatlin, or from Ein Mevatlin to Mitzvah, according to Rabbanan and Hillel, respectively. But according to the Shitas HaRamban, no, there's no Drasha Gemara over here. The Gemara just concludes the Maskana, there is no such thing as the Mevatlin Zezeh. Yeah.
Okay, so you can answer that. So far, we can say like the Rabban said that the Gemara there didn't want to go into such a reasonless. But if you're trying to come out with a din, if you're coming out with a blanket statement saying, you know, kashem at this or that, the Gemara should have said something there. That's only with Xeros HaKrasim.
It should have gone into a reason. You're going to come out with this statement saying that nothing. Mm-hmm. All right, so I should rephrase it a bit. That maybe there is some kind of dispute somewhere, but the machlok is Hillel and the Rabbanan. That's the part. Hillel and the Rabbanan. Which the Gemara in Zvachim says Hillel and Rabban are arguing about this Nakuda, the Ramban said it's simply not true. The Ramban said that if you look at the Maskana of our Gemara, it's simply not true. There's no such machlokas. Now according to Tosfos, that Tosfos agrees that there is a machlokas. It's a machlokas, Hillel and Rabban in general terms, for the mitzvah of Bala Zuazu and other Bala Zuazu. That's a fact, according to Tosfos. The Gemara in Zvachim, it's fine. Tosfos didn't have to cover up for the Gemara Zvachim and say it's not Meduyah, it's very Meduyah. And Ramban is saying, no, that the Maskana, there is no Maskana. Everyone agrees in general that Mitzvah is not Mabat Lezu, and so that is a special Pasuk. It's Rosh Gemura. You're not Mabat Lezu. No, it's not Rosh, it's just a pshat. That's how I understood. And this is important, not only Kshalat, or pshat in the Gemara, but it's also important for another reason. Another reason. This is a very interesting and fascinating point. I asked you to look at it in the Maamar Kovetz yesterday. Yes, no?
I still
have
to ask a question about it. What are the
psukim
for? Just like that,
sound
that.
The psukim are not to teach you that matzah and bar are an exception to rules. Like a yalfusa. Not a drasha gemara. It just tells you the pasuk says, yeah, eat matzah and bar. No, it doesn't mean to be a special Drasha. I don't know. He doesn't say if it's a really. He doesn't go with this whole Mahalak of Tars. Drasha. He just doesn't mention anything of that nature. Yes,
ma'am?
Okay, maybe. But this is relevant for yet another reason. I asked you to look at Rabbeinu Dover. You saw Rabbeinu Dover already yesterday, I don't understand. Rabbeinu Dover on this sugya. Very important nakudas over here. Very important nakudas. Rabbeinu Dover said like this. I mean, the David says, "The fichok nero the farish." Basically, the Ramban shita. Rabbi Yochanan said, Cholkan al Chaver Bal Hillel. Please, please, look inside. Listen, you can't look inside. You have a Rabbi, never look inside on page Shin Sadi Aleph. If not, listen carefully. Okay? Now, Pashup Shah is that Rabbanan hold that the Kriches Asura. Mrs. Levat the Zuazu. As we began, who was the Tana who said, "Ein Mevatlas is Hillel"? Masha the Rabbanan pligilei, and all mitzvahs Mevatlas zuazu. Rav Asher, it's all wrong, all wrong. So what about what do we chalukin of Chareil al Hillel? No, hey Matirim bekricha v'shalom bekricha, v'yulo shareil bekricha. That's fine. We've had that until now. V'yishtakach, here's where Rabbeinu David comes in. This is the last six lines. V'yishtakach, v'inu nami sfirlu mitzvah mevala zu azu, even ni chacham all the way. V'yoseh mehillel. That's really a twist. Even more so than Hillel. Why? The Hillel came in the sfirlai she'ein o yotzeh bahen. Elim came korchon. He said, even b'di'evet, you have to have kricha, he says, p'shatim Hillel. Who asked Akasha already before? Who asked Akasha? Who asked Akasha? Tosfos asked Akasha, right? Hello. Isla Lameimar. The Svirle Lehillel, the cave on She'ein Mitzvahs Pesach Ma'akeves Mitzvahs Matzah. Hello, She Mitzvahs Matzah Nohegas Bisman She'ein Pesach Noah, Kuzman Azer, Bidoraiso. Matzah mitzvah nazer doraisa isle lemeimar dino de ein mevatlas zu ezu. Why shemin haTorah lo matnu kein she mitzvahs chalukos tziva lecho kiyecha. Says the Rabbi David, don't say it like lulav and estrig. That's the mashal I gave you before. No way, it's like lulav and esrog. If you have no lulav, there's no esrog. But we have now, what do we have, Rabosa? What do we have? No, we have matzah with b'doraisa without Pesach. You can't taste like lulav and esrog. You can't taste like lulav and esrog. That explains, listen to what I'm telling you. That explains that we don't say it's mitzvah and b'kach. That's a better David answer. Now what was Tosfos' answer? What was Tana Tosfos' answer to the same question? What did Tosfos say to answer the same question? A whole shtickle Torah. You have a special drasha when it comes, matzah and rami ochlu, and you go up a step, remember that? From what? From Easter to Heter, from Heter to Mitzvah. How come Rebbeinu David didn't answer that? The Torah of Rebbeinu David is going with the Rebbe Shita, the Ramban. And the Ramban doesn't say there's drasha gemurah over here. There is no drasha gemurah. Matzah and Mara is the same with everything else. He couldn't give Tosfos' answer. He'll give a different answer. What is the different answer? Don't say that matzah mor is like Pesach matzah mor is like a lulav esrog and hadassim. Because lulav esrog and hadassim, you can't have one at the other. Forget it. Whereas Pesach matzah mor, we know we can have one at the other. We have matzah mor as in the right without Torah Pesach. So you can't say it's like matzah mor hadassim. It's a different mor. Matzah mor hadassim. I'm out of the other already. You can't say it's like lulav esrog and hadassim. It can't be that way. That's a better David Teretz, a different Teretz. And this David Teretz is already a controversy, which footnote 35 talks about a bit to the Ponovich, a whole discussion which will postpone for the moment. I made a mistake, and I'm a chemist. First, I left out a Rambam on top, one Rambam, and I left out one Chazanish. So, look at that last one. If I underlined it twice, some of those who copied earlier should see it. That relates to the details of. To the details of that, the kuda, of what's the nature of matzah, and sharing the pincha, etc. We'll come to that a little bit later. But why did he give Tosfos Teretz? I'm asking Pashto Shaila. Because he didn't have this drush. He didn't have this new drush. That's what I thought. That's a fundamental dispute. Okay, I think it's right, what I'm telling you. I think it's right. And remember, I should just give you a preview, which footnote 35 says, that the very fact that Rabbeinu David says so implies, Rav Osai, that the nature of the mitzvah of matzah, which relates to the Korban Pesach l'fi Hillel, is not a separate mitzvah v'chsheir with the pischa, tzvei dinim v'mitzvah l'pon division. No! It's the mitzvah of what? For Erev, tochlu matzos. That's what Hillel is talking about. That's what Asuya is discussing. And that's a mitzvah which can exist for Zman HaZed HaRaisa in the absence of Korban Pesach. We're not talking about the just this extra dimension of v'chsheir with the pischa. That's how it's implicit in the Rabbeinu David. But I'll call upon a mouthful in any reason. The Tosfos holds that this is an exception to the rule of Matzamor. And that's why, as I told you before, the theory of one-up, if ordinarily it's usher to have two together, then the Matzamor is mutter. And she is chachomim. They hold tackle the Maskana, with the Vatla zu is zu, it's Sugin Zvachim. Sugin Zvachim is accurate, basically, more or less. And if it starts off as a hetter, which is the Shittas of Hillel, then we know that that's how you know the pasuk teaches you that it's a mitzvah. I thought the Gemara knew that Hillel must follow him zu and zu. That's how the pasuk teaches you it's a mitzvah. Otherwise, maybe it's just telling him a hetter, which is the Chachamim Shita, Rabbanan. What is according to the Ramban is not Rabbeinu David. It's not that way. There's no drushes. No, this is the same thing all over the place. And the Maskana is Eim Avala zu and zu the Chulei Alma. The Gemara is Drachim, but that's how we do it. I say it's mitzvah sabakah, Tosis Kasha, you can't give Tosis Terah. He says, no, it's not mitzvah sabakah. Not the same as Lulav and Esri. Because we know that matzah can exist independently of Araya Bismana, there's no rights without Korban Pesach. It's not considered mitzvah sabakah. It's Rabbein Adam. Oh. Now, we mentioned before, and here's one more akuda, a new akuda, which we haven't discussed yet at all. We mentioned a little bit, we haven't discussed this perspective. We mentioned before three questions which the Ramban asked against the Balamor. Remember that? Poor Balamor, not his fault. Guy Carbosa, you with me? I was reviewing that a little bit. Poor Balamor, it's not his fault, did the wrong Girsa. What's wrong with the Girsa? We know two, the third we weren't sure. One is it shouldn't have said Kederach Shehillel Ochel, but Kederach Torah, but Hillel speak, you don't speak yourself in third person. That's question number one. What was question number two? I forgot it. What was question number two in the Ramban? Oh, right. Mashu is the Chathchila. Kod Hillel should not be the Chathchila. No. And the third question, we're still not exactly sure to be that one long line. We're not exactly sure what it is. But maybe we'll come back. We'll see Rabbeinu David. So let me read the Rabbeinu David. The previous page. Yes, the same questions. Same questions. It's a bit of a reverse order. He says, the last question, the first, the patient found in the second line. Vitana de Hillel, who? Lohava oma kederach shehillel ochlan. The third person. So the question which the Ramban asks first, the Rabbeinu David asks last. Then the question which the Ramban asks second, Rabbeinu David asks next to last. This is the last line in patient Tzadik. Vio de kevon da amina yachol lo yotzeh chavasa elam kein korchan mashru lechad chila nami amina shiotzeh chavasa. Should have been the Evan come a hail alarm low by Yokal and low Karchan Loyatza. Vitana, period. And according to Hillel, it's not true. Hillel requires a Kriach at least a Chathila. So those are the first two in the Ramban and the last two in Rabbeinu David. But then the Rabbeinu David asks two more questions. Three more questions. Now, if you turn to the Ramban, maybe you'll be able to figure out that one line based on the Rabbeinu David. We could have one line was a difficult line. Not panic, it's not so difficult. We'll try to figure it out now. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. The one line which you couldn't figure out was the long line, the fourth wide line. The Rabbeinu David has, I think, the same question. Yeah. It's the first question in Rabbeinu David, I think, is that question. The very first one. Is that long line. But if I read you Rabbeinu David, maybe it'll help you figure out the chat in that line. With a little 21 as well as have it inside. Ve'ein ve'nachem. Alright? Here it takes two lines. It's bigger print. So hang in. I'll read you the two lines. You look in that one line, see if we can how we can learn one from the other. The kema de maskana de shmaitin as the asik ravashi lo chazinon bebraisa shuchavera of cholkin al hillel was the maskana we don't find anywhere. But it's according to the Balamor, right? That's the Kashan Balamor. According to the Balamor, we don't find anywhere the Maskana. But Chaver have argued with Hillel, Heichi Aminin Lalo Hashad Oid Meruchus Alok Yiloka Rabbanon, which is Paskin for sure, like Hillel. And he footnote 22, Vobolo Plupta Ashkan Leila Hillel. What a funny phrase. I remember I couldn't forget this phrase now, and the footnote helped me explain it. What does it mean, below pluk the Ashkan and the Hillel? Funny way to phrase it, I wouldn't have written it that way. What Rambam means is that Hillel's din has no disputes, unanimous. That's what he means. That phrase on this long line, is it not? Yeah. Ah, now I know Pshat on the long line. Look inside the line, now I know Pshat. Rabbi Nadavid helped me figure out Pshat in this long line. The quantity of Alamor, V'aitana de Hillelu, this price is Hillel. K, but then Rabbi Yochanan Chaluk and Olav Chaveirov, the Tanya Hot, he quoted a price. V'itchi, and that's completely rejected, this idea of Chaluk and Olav Chaveirov. There's no one on, quoted the Maskon of Alamor. No, there is no price against Hillel. I think it should be a hey, no? Alama, man? Alama? Not a second. Alama, no? What's the Balamor say? What did Rabbi Nadavid say? Heichi itma. Heichi amina. Should be Alama itma, I'm pretty sure. Bigamar b'maskana. Hash the low itma hilkos of kamar or kamar. No! Ha below pluk dashkana ila hilal. There's no machlokos against hilal. Rabbi Yochanan miyami masnisam. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get the idea from as someone argues in the price, huh? V'idchilon, he's rejected. That's Pshat in the line. Doesn't fit in the Maskana, the Balamor. Quote the Balamor is geared to Hillel's right, because no one ever argued on Hillel. The Maskana. So I mean, Hashlo Itma, Hillel wins. That's what the line meant. I knew Pshat, and I knew that I couldn't figure out. Every time I look at it, I can't figure out. I mean, it's Pasha. That's what he means. Oh. Baruch Hashem. But now, having said all this, Rabbi Osai, there's one more question Rabbi Nadavid has against the Balamor, which the Ramban does not have. One more question. That's the first question he asks. Says the came into the maskana the shmaita the astig ravashi lo chazina the brisa shuchaver kolkan al hillel. Because we just got through saying that long line. No. So we just did. Next line. Vio came into the hillel lo haya karchan el the mitzvah. Rabosai, part of the Balamor's pshat, part of the Balamor's pshat, if that price is Hillel, that means Hillel obviously was holds the altar, it's only the Chatchila. Correct, Rabosai, come on. That price, that last price which the Balamor said is Hillel, is beferish, that b'diyevah the altar without kriach. So Hillel did it for a mitzvah. Says the Rabbi Nadavid HaKash, which the Ramban did not ask. The mites rechina and hashta the mevet zecha the mikdash the masher hilal noig the chatchila came and lo itma hilchos alo kila velo karabona. It's like a kasha minei ubei. He's saying if the Gemara in fact concludes for whatever reason that we're not shahada paskin, so why should we so machmet have to have a zecha the mikdash kihilal? If Hillel would say that you're not going to be able to be the yevet, oh. But now that the Balamor holds, the what? You know, even according to Hillel, what? Do you all say what? B'di Eved. So we have to make a way of this. You have to make a zeichel in Middash because of Hillel Lechatchila. That's the fourth kasha. The Rabban maybe didn't ask because, you know, why not? They made a zeichel in the Shibi for Lechatchila. But that's the fourth question which Rabbi Nadav asks over here on page Shin Tzad. Why am I bringing this up right now? For a reason. For a reason. It seems to me, from this line, there have been a dove that holds a halacha lemaisa of the maskon against the balamor, that Hillel holds that it's ma'akev. The whole reason we have a zeichel the mikdash Hillel, because according to Hillel, if you didn't do kricha, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Is that correct? Is that a good inference? I think it's a good inference. Now later on, in the next paragraph, Rabbi Nadav is not so sure about that. First Rabbi Nadav said as follows. First, this is very good. The Hillel killed with the sphere of Leishen and yotzei ben elim ken korachon beferish. Like he said, that's consistent. You're not even yotzei ben elim. He says, kach mitzvasa. That's it, kach mitzvasa. He could have said kach mitzvasa. He says it's not true at the end. Fine. But then in his last line on page Shin Tzadi Aleph, he does an about face. He says, Gam Efshar Shenomar She'ein Kein Machlokes Hil Rabbanon Elohim Adam Yotzei Yedei Chom Voso page Shin Tzadi Beis Bilachat Chila Avolim Ochal B'di Eved Vada Yotzei Uledivri Akol. Wow. He just backed out. He just backed out. And the footnote says, the Tosa says this way. He just backed out. So I'm just wondering, how can he back out if he himself said so strongly before that the only reason we have a Zeichel and Mikdash is because what? It's because it's Ma'akev and the evidence on the hill. So he was so strong before, I'm surprised he backed out. I mean, he backed out completely. I'm just wondering about that. That's just the aura that I have. Okay. Aura. Fine. Now we come to the Rambam, at long last. It took us a long time. We finally get to the Rambam, and today's Rambam time is a little bit. The Rambam is unbelievable. The Rambam says that Bisman Shabbat Mikdash Yakayev, what would he do? Two options. He'd eat the Matzamara together, or eat Matzamara separately. Together one bracha, separately two brachas. Bisman Hazeh, what do you do? That's what Gemara says. Matzah, and then Mara, and then both. To the first question. Rambam, where are you? Don't you know that according to Hillel, Bisman Shabbat Mikdash Yakayev would have to be correct? What? Pesach Matzamara! Don't you know? Everyone knows that. And all that God is in parentheses. Hayatara Pesach Matzamara!
Maybe
you say that. Pesach Matzamara. Everyone knows Pesach Matzamara. That's question number one. Why did the Rambam omit Pesach Matzamara? That's Pashup Shat and Sukh. We kept saying, Al Matasim Rom Yochlu. Who? Who is who? Give me an English translation of Yochlu. Look at the article. That's the article. Again, the throng here. Eat it. What is it? What's the antecedent of the pronoun it? You're right, Kav Pesa. The Pashup Shat, Al Matzim Rom Yochlu, they'll eat it, namely what? The Kav Pesa. Al matzah semor together with matzah mor pesach matzah mor all together. Okay. That's question number one. Good question. You'll tell me, and this is what the Talmidim already saying. No, it's wrong. Not true. It means al matzah semor mil flu that you'll eat. You'll eat. The matzimorim, which will of course be together because they're mentioned in the Torah in the same breath, literally, a matzimorim word, with the Korban Pesach, which will be a little bit later. Okay. It could say that. There is someone who says, I forgot to put in the Ma'am HaKamas. Please look up the, for that simon, look, please up the Chok Yaakov, Chok Yaakov, Sif Kot Yud Gimel. That's what he said, I forgot to put it on. Chok Yaakov and Sif Kot Yud Gimel. Chok Yaakov. He says exactly Yom Shai Yashu. That's exactly what he said. So he brought Shekivanta. But, the Gens and Afani you shall.
Okay,
you shall be the Masechta Kala. You shall be in Kala, I think in the first paragraph, says, for the Rosh Hashanah, they quote it. You can read the Rosh Hashanah. The you shall be says in the Masechta Kala, Hillel Azdokan Yakara Shlashtam Kiyaha. Here you go. End of story. Shlashtam Kiyaha. Pesach Mas Gemara. On Rabbi Yochanan, the Chalukin Hayo Chalukin Al Hillel Azdokan. That's a familiar quote, right? You have it in the Bavli too? Mara says an amazing, amazing line. It's the first, different terms, different terms. He says, Kan Vikan. I have Yochanan himself made Mas Gemara. How can Rabbi Yochanan himself eat matzah bar? Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. He said Rabbi Yochanan argued with Hillel, and Yochanan Rabbi loved the rabbi, and he himself ate matzah bar? Answer to Yerushalmi, Shnei Dvorim Rabbi Malecha Uvavatan also. Wow. So Rabbi Yochanan argue on Hillel and say you can't eat all three. Because if you eat all three, two mevatel one, two mevatel one. A, B, mevatel C, A, C, mevatel B, B, and C, mevatel A. You're left with nothing. But if you all eat matzah bar together, neither is considered equal enough to mevatel and make it into a tuffle. So good, so you ate both. What an interesting, fascinating interpretation of the Yerushalm. Ad kan l'shon Yerushalm. Yeah?
What's the worst compared to Gemara's Zvachim?
A pigle of Anosa of Atome. Why three things? Very good. Why three things?
Tosfos doesn't have the word tuffle.
Okay. Says the Rav HaShulchan as follows. Listen carefully, please. Be'yifaresh al-matza sumrorim yoklu. Look at this. Da'amatza yukrach in amoror. Below HaPesach. Not Hilchi. Hilchi talking to video 3. Rabbanan say of Shah. HaMatza Romeo Flu. What does that mean? What? The HaMatza Yukrachim HaMoror. Below HaPesach. Rabbanan passed like a Yochanan. And he passed it therefore. What? The what? 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 Matzamor, not Pesach Matzamor. Enoch and Abi Hillel did Pesach Matzamor. We don't pass like Hillel, we pass like Rabbanan. Uvizman Azeh. So again, so Kapli pass like Yerushalayim is not a Mikdash. Uvizman Azeh, Posak Kishasti Lan. Why? Osti Rabbanan, the Battle of Doraisa. Okay, that we know, that's for sure. Everybody the Yerushalayim agree with that. Leficham Tzorach Mikodem Kolecha Bifnei Atzmo. Why do you need a kricha? Because even Rabban will say you don't need that Pesach Matzamara is no good, but Matzamara yet. So Matzamara yet. Have Matzamara only? No, because Rabban acts over the rice. Why don't you just have Matzah Bifnei Atzmo? And then have what? No. Then Matzamara together. So Tosfos explained that, yeah, exactly. The Menacho was right. Is Hillel right? Or is Rabbanan right? If Hillel had been right, then what could we have done to save the step? First have what? Matzah by itself. And then have Matzah bar together. Why don't we do that, Lamaisa? I'm not sure the Rav HaShulchan needs. He's a little confused. He doesn't elaborate. And then sip it out. Either you mean the same as Tosfos. And we're not sure. The Rav is not sure how to pass the line. Like Hillel or like the Chachamim, he's not sure. Gemara is not sure. What can you do? Rav is very decisive. But when the Gemara is prepared, we don't know, so we don't know. So therefore, if we're not sure, you have to have a man at what? First matzah, then maror, and then both day for the mikvah. And now it's explained, by the way, if this is true, but Rav is so unusual. Rav says, you have two choices, man of mikvah. Either you have it separate, either you have it together with one bracha, or separately in two brachas. You have to give your choices in this world. Do this or do that. But the answer is, lo it ma'lo kamar v'lo kamar. So we don't know. So you do it this way. So what do you mean you do it this way? You have matzah baro, and you have separately. But no, but that's not what the Rav said. But according to Hillel, what do you require? No. Pesach matzah baro. So you get the impression that Rambam, the Kohen Rav Hashulchan, is decisive. He passed like Rabbanan against Hillel. Because Hillel did have to have what? Pesach matzah baro. And Rambam says only matzah baro. Doesn't say Pesach matzah baro.
Whoa.
So the Zman Abayis, what did he say? Look, matzah baro. So look, you can have them together. We could have them even separately. Rabbanan say, it's not an absolute requirement, maybe to have it together. Rambam doesn't make it an absolute requirement.
Yeah.
The better to have it together, I guess it's Pashim Shoshim Shachim Sukkim. You have it separately, it's also not so terrible. Bizman HaMikdosh. And Bizman HaZeh, you pass like Rabbanan. So what should happen? What should you say? Have it separately, that's the end. That's the plea. Have it separately, that's the end. Have Matzah separately, and Maror separately, the end. No more. Why is the Rambam require an additional kricha? Why? The Gemara tells you why. Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. But according to Rav Hashulchan, the Rambam is passing against Hillel. It requires Pesach Matzah Maror. Rambam's only Matzah Maror. What do you need Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel for? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, however, I had a number of interpretations. We'll have to end with this, and we'll have to continue a little bit tomorrow. Other people should within the Rambam. One thing entered my mind, the Rambam left out a word, a key word, for the Gemara. Five the word Pesach. All right. The Rambam says, eat matzah. He left out the last word. Eat mara. V'chozer v'koret matzah u'mara v'tabal v'karosus v'okhlan v'lo bracha zeicha l'mikdosh. Left out Kehillel. So what occurred to me, it's a little bit of a wild shot, I agree, but I'll tell you anyway, the possibility. Puk Faker, we could suggest going to the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbanan Kehillel, and therefore Pesach Matzah Maror is not allowed. So whenever they submit this, the rabbis are always there to remind you, have only Matzah Maror, or together or separately. But don't you dare have all three together. Chas v'chalila. So perhaps, it's an unbelievable pshat. You have the matzah and maror together, and that's it. We don't have a carbon pesach mamash, but we may have a zeichel pesach something. The fact that you have only the matzah and maror together, somehow a reminder, a zeichel and mikdash, that the most you can have together is matzah and maror. You may not have pesach matzah and maror. Not Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. Punkt Faker. Zeichel Mikdash Shalom Kehillel. It's a little bit wild, I agree. It's a wild interpretation, yeah? Yeah. The Yerushalmi and the Yochanan are allowed to have two together. You can't have three together. So the Rambam's going to go with the Yerushalmi, you have to take a stand. But again, what do you think? You read the Rambam. What do you think the Rambam is saying? Are the two options equally viable, or is there a chatchila involved? What do you think, Rabbosan? What I was saying now, I don't know if it's even a chatchila. According to the Rabbana, is there a chatchila to have dafka together? Rambam wasn't so firm. What's Rambam's lashon? He said, you have together, make a bracha. And then he says, v'imacha matzah b'fneyatzah. So Mavaracha said, you a bad guy anyway? He didn't say you're a bad guy. You want to save time, have them together. for purely technical reasons. Logistical reasons, you know, in a rush. Come on, Dad, if you want the chicken soup. So you have them together, you save some time. There's no either of it, if you get the impression, that would fit in the car with the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Rabbah passes by Ked like the Rabbana. And according to Rabbana, there's no mitzvah to have them together. He says, you have them together, have them separate, whichever one you want. What?
Is just,
What is Yochlu according to Shinas Rabbanan? See, Yochlu Shulman had a funny line. Yeah, Yochlu means those two you will have together. But Ram doesn't require them together. Maybe you can have them together. Or maybe you have them the same night. I don't know. Yochlu Shulman is a little bit unclear on this Likudus. How do you read the Ramba? Is it better not to have it together? That's why I mentioned it first? Or did I had to mention something first? What was your impression? No? Either way. No order of preference. I think that's also my original impression, which is fit into the Pesach that the Rambam passes exactly like Rabbanan and the Hillel. And that's what the Dech of the Midrash, not the Hillel. Not the Hillel. I care. Not the Hillel. Tomorrow I'll get a different shot in the Rambam and we'll discuss other... Has the Brahma would be the answer they want? It would be the Baruch Atalia Milsa. So you put all this together, you come up with a wild idea. Since the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, and the cleaning might be Dorais. And the Parsha Zohar is Dorais. So the bracha refers specifically to the Parsha Zohar. If this boy is 13 years old as a cotton, he can't fulfill Dorais. So since the bracha is Dorais, and the cotton can't rely upon for Dorais, maybe the cotton shouldn't even get the Aliyah for Parsha Zohar. That's what we call a worst case scenario. Put all these chumras together. The Parsha Zohar is the Raisa, the Birchas HaTorah and the Lening is the Raisa. And this fancy chat in the Gemara in Brachas Avtez Vav, put all it together, chumra, gabi chumra, gabi chumra, should come out.
The young ones, they get older, they become, they occupy the Thomas Hashul in here this year. I don't know why. I'm going to shut the shoes up. Okay, the pleasure to see you. Oh, thank you. Pleasure to go back, please.
You put all the worst case scenarios together, you come out, and maybe a bracha by mitzvah, not only should he not read the Parsha Zohar proper, but maybe you shouldn't even get the Aliyah. And if you want to be, and even if you won't go so far, but at least you shouldn't give it to a cotton proper, because strictly speaking, a cotton without the minig can take an Aliyah. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, cotton yochel likos for Parsha Zohar or b'dalat Parsha shemosifin ba'odah. Even that, Parsha Zohar is the Raisa. That's the Mishnah Berurah. No problem. No problem, he's not going to read, the Valkyrie will read. But there are those who are mach, we shouldn't even get the Aliyah. Whoa, hold on a second. Why shouldn't he get the Aliyah? So the answer is, as we just said before, that maybe the it's a din d'oraisa. Quote say the Mikroi Kodesh, Simon Aleph, an Abba Parashim. Maybe the din is the quote the Gemara in Brochitz. Maybe it's d'oraisa. And therefore, if you put all the worst-case scenarios together, it comes out that it's a question. And he has a shalom. Nishalti al, this is the grandson in the bottom. Al nar bar mitzvah shigil yud gimel b'parsha zocha. Im yocho lalas b'zocha v'likro ba'atzma. He says, no, can't do it. U'mikol b'gom b'nogea l'brocha sen l'hachmir. Kevin shigam b'kotten, a real cotton, kosa pre-begodim shen l'hachmir b'nin kriya ba'atzma. Even though we don't rely on that, we were machmer on that, but as far as the bracha, we can make. So that's what I did each time I kissed the bar mitzvah and parsha zocha. They got the bracha, and I lay myself. Yeah. That's a good question. That's a good question. How long after 13 can you, if he grows a beard, positive, if he grows a beard, then it's okay. But the people who don't grow, they don't have a beard at age 21, they still have no beard. I mean, it just takes a while for the beard to grow. So the question, how old must they be for them to us to presume that he's already had Shtei Saras? Some posts can say 18. Wow. Knocks out a lot of Balkaris out of there. You know. The meaning is, I think we can be a little more makeup. 16. Some say 14. What? Right, right. Whatever you know. So 13 is the Chazak is a rove, presumption. Small rove. I mean, I don't know what the rove is. By the time he turns 14, I would say the rove is much, much bigger. 15 is much, much, much bigger. So, but the apostles do say 18. From the lead said they say 18. Some even say 20. But for this, we're going to be more naked. Yes, sir?
Don't stop saying about the Chazak and Rav and the Sharos that if you're a bond, you can rely on the fact that it fell out.
There are ones. It's a big question when you can say they fell out. Not so simple. Okay. One more thing I will say about Parshas Zochar before we go back to Pesachim. And that is, there's a minig in many shuls that they have an additional reading of Parshas Zochar for women. The whole shayla of women chayav in Parshas Zochar. What's the shayla? The shayla first, on one hand, is the Zman Gerama. Well, it's not really Zman Gerama because it can be any time of the year, so as far as not a Zman Gerama. But at the same time, women are potter from Milchama. Women don't have to fight Pashas. If they don't have to fight, so then why are they chayavim Pashas Zohar Timcha Zechama? Oh. But the question is, are they really potter from fighting? Because the Mishnah says in Masechta Sota, by Avol B'Milchemes Mitzvah, Afilu Chosen Mechedro V'Kala Mechuposen. Even a Chosen leaves his room and the Kala leaves her room or Chuppah to go to fight the war. So the woman is Mechuyav to fight. If she's Mechuyav to fight, she has Pashas Zohar too. Not so simple. Some of Farshim say, look at the Rashash there in the Sefer Sota, there's a Chesef Mishnah. Doesn't mean the woman goes to fight. The husband goes to fight. What, she's going to sit like an idiot? The Chosin Mechedros, he left the room. She's going to sit there by herself under the chuppah for 6 months while he's fighting a war. She goes out. Or sometimes she goes out to cook for the war-weary soldiers. Different interpretation. Sometimes she's actually fighting. I'll call upon him. The question is follows. Parshas Zochar requires a minyan lechor. There's a famous rush in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos that there was an individual who was a slave and he was freed to make a minyan. I also to free a slave, lo lamad tavoda. Well, to make a minyan, it's okay. Frek the rush, a minyan. A minyan is a derabbanan. And then we're talking about a chinisa deraisa. Answer the rush in Brachos, we're talking about Parshas Zochar. See, for the rush, two things. Parshas Zochar is the right, and what more? That Parshas Zochar, the minyan is the right. So what's the purpose of having a later reading of Parshas Zochar? You know, in the afternoon after times, and the women are there, there's no women, with 10 women without a minyan make, kayadua. So therefore, the question is, so what do you gain by not reading a second reading of Parshas Zochar? That's the question. The truth of the matter is, it may be preferred to read for the women when there's no minyan there. Because if there's a minyan there, you have a shayla because you're reading from the Torah with a minyan without a bracha. And according to some of the Mavatla Mitzvahs, they say they're right, so they read with, as I said before, with a bracha. So Rabosai, I had a cheshbon over here. What's the machlok of the women of Chayv and Parshas Zochar or not Chayv and Parshas Zochar? No. Parsh Milchama Lachut, Taka the Potter from Milchama. But they're Chayv to have Parshas Zochar anyway, just to remember, they shouldn't forget. So the courtesy is as follows. If you say, Rabosai, that Kriyas Parshas Zochar it depends upon Milchama, then it stands to reason that you require a tzibu. Where did Rosh get the name tzibu from? Made up out of a clear blue sky. If you say that the chiyuv of Parshas Zochar depends upon chovas hatzibur upon milchama, and that's why the Rosh Hashanah need a minyan, the women are part of the complete. No problem. Elamai, what's the other side? There may be, there's no connection between one and one. Between Nuchamas Amalek and one, and what else? No. And Kriyat Parshas Zoha Parshas Amalek. If that's the case, there's no connection of women and Chayat. Ah, but if there's no connection, then what? You shouldn't require what? A minion. So the Manashach, I'm saying the Yosef. If you say that you need a minion, like the Rosh said, then they're public completely. Because after all, Chomet Hasidus, no. And Kriyat Parshas Zoha Parshas Amalek. If that's the case, there's no connection of women and Chayat. Ah, but if there's no connection, then what? You shouldn't require what? A minion. So the Manashach, I'm saying the Yosef. If you say that you need a minion, like the Rosh said, then they're public completely. Because after all, Chomet Hasidus, only close for a minion. Elamai will say that the Chayat, if you don't, the Chayat, the Chomet Hayokas, Kriyat Parshas Zoha, that you merely only need a minion. That's the basis of the minute which we have in our shul, that we have a bit of a later laning for the women to be also part of the Torah. Moshe Feinstein that was against it. You're not supposed to take out a Sefer Torah and read it, but it's not in the framework, official framework of Taikonas Chazal with Brochus with the whole story. He was against it. Moshe was against it. But the minute in many shuls, I know the Broyer shul has that minute, and we have a lot of yekas in my shul, so that minute continues by us, and I think it's a proper minute. Yes? I have a problem in my shul next week. The person hasn't come to me yet. We have to speak to the Gabi about this. There's a bar mitzvah next Shabbos on his shul. Parshas Paro.
2 weeks.
What did I say?
2 weeks.
Excuse me. You're right. In 2 weeks, the Parshas Paro. Parshas Paro. And I don't know what I should do with the bar mitzvah. I don't know. Because if Mechabit is Yesh Orin, the Parshas Paro is alright. Now my fear is that this person wants to expect the son to be Parshas Paro. Didn't check with the rabbi, of course, so that's, that depends on you, everyone has his own way of doing things. So I'm going to have to tell the rabbi that it's different. I don't know, we'll have to see what we can do. We'll see. Because it's only Yeshom. So if it be Zohar, would be nothing to talk about. Paro, the Vilna Gaon goes as far as to say that the Tosfos of the Brachot that says that Paro is the right to the Tol Sofer. Typo. Why should Paro be Daraisa? But it's wrong. I can't say wrong by the Grah, but there are other Makaras and Rishon that say so. Why should we be Daraisa? Come back in 2 weeks. Our guests will have to ask your friends. Explain to why Paro is Daraisa. It's in the same say, one of the Grah, it's in the same statement, the Korai Kodesh. She tells you why Paro is Daraisa. So. Okay, that's just the introductory mark of Paro's up. Let's go back to Psa. Yeah? Skull? Get out of here. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Ooh-wah. Yeah, Bar. We had a Rambam. The Rambam says, of course, the Medrash Rabbah, that what? Women are chayev. Well, let's say women are chayev. There's a chiyev on Pesach night. And it says, Zohar Sayom Azeh, Shetosim Mitzrayim. And some of the Rishonim, the Minchas Chinuch is Pshat, and that's why the Chinuch knows that women are Chayef is the Gzera Shava, Zohar. Now we suggest a new bar. Zohar Shasul Chal Malek. Is the women are Chayef in that too? I'll tell you, it's sharp. We don't need it. It's probably not a Zman Grum. And the Rabbanan said it was a Shabbat before Purim. But on the level of Doraisa, assuming it is Doraisa, we've done any time of the year. So it's not even Zman Garama, so you don't even need your Gzera Shav. Sharp anyway, he said. Rabbo said, for those guests who are here, we are learning the sugya of Korek. I guess everybody needs to thank God on Pesach this year. When guests come in, we're learning about the Matthias. It's the world oriented. But so we're learning, so everyone goes to the Seder every year, right? It's Matzah, and it's Morah, and it's Korek. We'll give you a brief introduction. Matzah, Bizman Azeh, Zoraisa, we assume. Erev Tov L'Mazus. Morah B'Zman Azeh D'Rabbanan, we assume. Why? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to eat Morah. It says to eat Korban Pesach with Morah. Both in Parashat Balosa, Al-Matzah Romeo Luhu, and in Bo, Sliyeshu Matzos, Al-Morah Romeo Luhu. So Morah is only mentioned only Derech Agav, incidentally, in both contexts. So the Gemara says later on in Kufkof, Morah B'Zman Azeh D'Rabbanan. Fine. Machlokas Hillel and the Rabbanon, whether you are with part of the thing we're not going to discuss much, just to mention, is one day which maintains if you eat matzah and maror together, it's no good. Because the maror would knock out the matzah, even if it's on the level of d'oraisa. Most, the pashtun in the Gemara is not that way, the maskana. But if it's the rabbana, it works, because the rabbana is mevatel of d'oraisa. Whatever that means. You do two mitzvahs at the same time, one rabbana, one d'oraisa, so you don't fulfill the d'oraisa. So therefore, everyone agrees, the bismana there, you cannot just do korech and that's all. That everyone agrees. Everyone agrees, bismana there. Bismana, which was a question. Bismanazeh, everyone agrees you cannot take it back. Pasuk Bismanazeh Mikdash was not a question in the Maskana. You certainly could do it that way. Should you do it the Chatzchila that way? It's an issue, it's a question. Bismanazeh, everyone agrees you cannot do it that way. Because the Mordor Abana will not get the Matzah D'oraisa. So you can't just do Korah. So you have to eat Matzah separately. And have Korah. If you hold that Hillel was right, that Hillel held that he had Matzah Mordor together, today also we have what we call the Zeichel and Mikdash. We have Matzah and Mora together. So you have that Matzah and Matzah and Mora together. The question. Let's just do a two-step. Matzah and then Matzah and Mora together. Why must we do three things? You ever been at the Seder? My guest, you ever been at the Seder? You know what happens. We have, you know the jingle by heart there. So you have, how's it go? Rav, Multi, Matzah, Mora, Korech. You do three things, right? So you have to, first you have Matzah, then you have Mora, then you have Korech. Why? Just do matzah and korach. Save a step. Tosi has akasha. And Tosi says, not kuf tetzav ha-man alfa psachim. Tosi said, if Hillel were right, it would work. Why? First have matzah, then have matzah and mor b'kricha. Because they're both the rabbanon. They're both the same level. Mor is the rabbanon, and korach is the rabbanon. Since mor is the rabbanon, and korach is the rabbanon, would be good. This is what Tosi says. If you pass like Hillel. So when Nasha Hillel is right, maybe Chacham is right. And Chacham might hold that what mitzvahs mevatlis zu, even though they're both derabbanan. So therefore, it would be no good. I think Moshe seems to conclude that mitzvah not mevatlis zu. It's also shver. Moshe said at the end of Maskana mitzvah not mevatlis zu. The holiday is at least when it comes to matzah. A little bit of a shver tosis, no? Yeah, so we're going to try to answer this. We're going to give an alternative answer to this as we go.
Why,
yeah.
Why would you think that Mora has reason by itself?
But the problem is that we can't do it. Because in case, what's it? In case who is right? In case Rabbanan are right. Then you have to eat matzah first. Now you're having matzah and maror together. The matzah is nothing to what the rabbon. The second matzah. So the matzah is the matzah of the maror. Right? Yes? But even in the Beit HaMikdash, according to the rabbon, there's no mitzvah. You don't have to have it together. So therefore, the matzah can be having separately, and that you did already. Not to do matzah to the rishus. Nothing. Okay, Rabbos. I got it straight. So we have to have matzah, and then maror, and then korach. Although we're not exactly sure what the Tosfos is oiskal. The Tosfos says that matzah and mevatel maror. Again, let's go straight. Matzah and mevatel maror, that's true. And the Tosfos says over here that maror and korach are on the same level. So there, but if you would have held that kilo for sure, so then one would not mevatel the other. Okay, fine. So Rabosai, we have now a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Ches and the Chosama Tumat Halacha Vav and Ches that with Matzah Beis Avigdor Sheyakayim a person eats Matzah and Morah together. He makes a bracha on Matzah and Morah Yoch Asher Kesham Vazal Vazal Matzah and Morah Umrori. If he eats them separately, he makes two separate brachas. With Matzah there, you do all three: Matzah with a bracha, Morah with a bracha, and Korah without a bracha. This is the famous Rambam. And the question is, how does the Rambam pass it? So number one, the question was raised, what happened to Korban Pesach? We have the Rashi and Rashbam says, Korech, Levat Tachas, Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. All three together. Why is the Rambam omit Pesach? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, why are we required to do more today than we did with Matzah, Mishmana Mikdash? Mishmana Mikdash, if you had the Matzah, and Morah together, four separately is enough. Either way, the Rambam, get your choice. The question within the Rambam is one choice preferable? Is it better to have it together or not? But you don't have to have both. And Bizman is that's worse than it was Bizman Abayis. What's going on? Those are the two questions against the Rambam. So the first question to answer we saw the Aruch HaShulchan gave a very interesting answer. He quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi and Chala in fact said that you have to have Kohen Tehillah of Pesach, Matzah, and Aruch. All three. Ah, bit Mevata Zuazu. Answers the Yerushalmi, only two against one. Two of Mevata one. But one on one is not Mevata Zuazu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's Kohen Rambam. Hillel held you have to have Pesach, Matzah, and Aruch. But we hold the Maskana, no. You have all three, it's a question, each two knocked off the other one, the third, you have no, end up with nothing, three, you have nothing, three times nothing. A and B knock off C, A and C knock off B, and C knock off A, you have to nothing. What we do is having Matz and Mora only together, that's okay. And you know what I'm saying about those two, we'd be passing Nakum before the Rosh Hashanah. Nakum, Rabban and against Hillel. Hillel said you have all three together. And we claim even the Maskana, if you had all three, Mavada Zuazu, only two of them Mavada Zuazu. That's the Rosh Hashanah's terrace, the Shitas Haramba. That's why we don't have any more of the, we don't say Pesach. He didn't have Pesach and Matzah Mora together. We passed like a bonnet against Hillel. No. So why then do you have to have nowadays Matzah separately, Mora separately, and then Korach? What's the point? Why bother having Korach? Well, the Aruch HaShulchan does not elaborate too much as to why we have to have more now than we have as Matzah Mora in this kind. So let's put that for a minute on hold. He doesn't really elaborate on that particular nekuda. Another pshat in the Rambam is completely the reverse. Not that he passed like a bun, he passed like Hillel. He passed like Hillel. Except he holds against Yerushalmi. And he maintains that even Hillel only requires what? Matzah and Mora together. That's all. Who says so? The Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yigimu. Al matzah zemrom yochlu who means the korban pesach should be eaten separately. Al matzah zemrom, the sandwiches, matzah zemrom, and the korban pesach is eaten later. Al means like al the summer pesach of chumash veiros. Al is right after the matzah zemrom. So fakir the mepas is like hillel, and that explains why the Rama mentions first the idea of having pesach matzah zemrom together. That's the ideal. How can he mention that option of being yotzed separately? So we already saw here in Tosa. The Tosa main thing, even going to Hillel for the Yevon, you can fulfill the mitzvah by having Matzah and Mora separately. So if now the other way around, poof, fuck yeah, he passes like Hillel, but he holds the Hillel only has the Matzah and Mora together, not Pesach. And ideally, in fact, it should happen together. That's why he mentions it first. So the fact that he mentioned it first, not to give you two equal options, but the first one is always a better option. And we must assume. So he holds that for the Yevon, you would be yotzed on the Hillel. According to the first shot, he may hold like one, like Rabbeinu Dovid used to hold, the Ikar Shita, that according to the Yevon, you would be yotzed for the Yevon. You don't have it together. He doesn't pass it that way. Yes, ma'am. Maybe you're right, but there's no heck to say that way. Maybe you're right. Oh. So I saw a remarkable idea in the Nesiv. Nesiv, in his parish on the Gemara, Kedusha Nesiv on Shas, says as follows. He's bothered by the problem. Yochlu, al matzah v'rom yochlu. What do you do with it? He didn't think of the Chok Yaakov's parish. That al matzah v'rom yochlu means you eat the matzah and mora together, and the Pesach will be eaten later. I'll eat the Sambach. He didn't think of that. He had a new idea. This is as follows. It says in the Holy Torah twice this idea of Matzah Mora. One in Bo and one in Baal Osfa. In Bo it says, V'ochlu es habosa balayla azeh sli eish umatos. Al Merom yochlu. Says in the Siv, that passage tells us that Fli'esh and Matos have to be separate. Fli'esh, U'matos. Two separate entities. The big question is, in Baal Osfa it says what? Al Matos Zimrom Yochlu. not 100% clear over there, you can't tell for sure. But in Boaz, for sure, like Karma Pesach, the Pesach, what he calls Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach which was eaten in Mitzrayim by our forefathers, was certainly separate from the Matzah. Not eaten together. He says, you know, there's a big question, how much do we derive Pesach Doros, what he calls, the Pesach Forever, from the Pesach Mitzrayim? And he makes reference to a Mishnah in the Sefer Sochan Atzadi Vavam and Al, Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach Doros. There's a bunch of reasons, a distinction. Pesach Mitzrayim, Mikkel, Miva, Osar, Vitoan, Azor, Bagudas, Ezor, Vala, Maskev, Oshtey, Mezudas, Benechel, Bechipozen, Belayla, Echad, who Pesach Doros, Noah, Kol Shiva, whole different, whole young, different. Nowhere in this Mishnah does the Mishnah say that it's a difference as far as the East with Matzah or not. Says the Nitziv, apparently we pass like Rabban of the Hillel. Hillel says only in Mitzrayim they ate it separately. Because it says Kriyeshu Matzos. Forever they ate it together. Whereas the Rabban of the Hillel say, you see, Pesach Mitzrayim, they must be eaten separately. And guess what he says? The Rambam passes like the Rabban of the Hillel. That's why the Rambam insists that you eat the Korban Pesach separately. No option! No option! When it comes to matzah, Mor gave you an option. Have it together, have it separately, because I'm a mikdash. When it comes to what? Pesach, he insists they have it separately. Why? Because in the Tzim, Kliyeshu Matzos. It says Kliyeshu Matzos have to be separate. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan came from the Rishami's perspective. That it's Shnei Mitzvahs, Mitzvah, Shlishit. So the Tzim says, no, it's a post that has to be separate, that's all. Maybe it's based upon the Rishami. Doesn't quote the Rishami in the Tzim. Doesn't quote. One second. Oh. Let's review so far. Either we said the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan the Hillel, where the Aruch HaShulchan said, or where the Nitziv said, or we suggest that the Rabbanan passes like Hillel, and he only requires the Kricha L'chatchila. Then I have my own radical shot. Rambam didn't take a stand. Rambam always takes a stand. Always takes a stand. No. For the Gemara's affairs, don't take a stand. No. That's what Rambam says, you know. I'm not going to take a stand. You want to do it together? Together. You want to do it separate? Separate. This presumes, again, one of two things. Either it presumes everyone agrees that Lisa Yotze with the two together, and it also assumes everyone agrees that Yotze with the two separate, which is what the Chazanish said, facing the Gemara. Everyone agrees that Yotze these Pidyavit, both separately and together, the Maskana Sagamura. Hillel requires the Chatzkila together. So if my chat is right, Pashat Padarama was requiring the Chatzkila to have together, at least to be able to achieve the Hillel. They didn't take a stand. We'll go to the second, this third interpretation, which I wanted to mention. Okay. Who? Yes. I guess maybe the fact that the Pasuk in Parshas Balosa indicates that way a little bit. Bachus Abasa Balayla Azeh. No. How's the Pasuk say? How's the Pasuk begin? Whatever it is, you should be mark of the Korban Pesach. Huh?
Barishon
Master Romeo Blue, something like that. So that part doesn't say the favorite that the not so clear to the Siddur the separate. So maybe that's a mother. You're right, I don't know. Let me go by. I have two more things to discuss about Korah. Quickly. One is the issue of why do we have to do more now than they did in the Beis HaMikdash? That's a very serious question. Okay. I want to discuss because I have guests here. They have to leave here in half an hour. I want to leave with something, should go empty. So I want to discuss two things. If I finish before the time that they have to leave, here's the only question you want. The two things are, one, why must we do today more than we did in the Zman of Shabbat Spikash Yekayim? And number two, second question, is the question of the Hefsek. May you speak between the Matzah and the Korah. So as far as the first is concerned, the Lechem Mishnah asks the question. Why we do more today than we did then? I think we can answer as follows. If you assume we pass like Hillel, then the answer is very simple. If you pass like Hillel, then in those days, so the ideal was, we said before, to have matzah morah together. We can't have that nowadays. Because today morah is the rabbanon. And morah the rabbanon would knock off matzah d'oraisa. So we can't just have korach nowadays. We must have matzah separately. And morah is, for technical reasons, also possibly separately. But since we pass like Hillel, so we want to have the Dechel and Mikdash like Hillel did. So we understand why we have to do more now than they did then. Then they can have them both together, which was the ideal. Today we can't have both together. Because if you have them both together, the Morah, the Rabbanon, and the Matzah d'oraisa. That's why we have to have more now than we had then. Pasha. The whole like Shita's Hillel. If you all like the Chachamim, so then it's a Pliyat Zuma. Why bother having the Matzah and Morah together? When it's Man and Mikdash, they didn't bother. So we can suggest one of two things. One is that even, please, maybe even Chacham agreed to Chatzchil, like the Meir said, it's better to have them together. Then we go back to our previous term. Or no, we suggest a new pshat, the basic Aruch HaShulchan. We have Matzah and Morah together, Zechel, you can't have Pesach Matzah and Morah together. You can't have them all three together. Remember, that kind of a thing. I'm giving you these teretzim on my own because the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has his own teretz. It was printed in a country called Mesorah, put out by the OU. It came out 4 years ago. And he quotes a piece there called Korach Bezman Hazeh. He asked the Kasha like a Mishnah, and he says, Pli Atzuma. I don't know why it should be Pli Atzuma. I thought we have a teretz. But the Pli is called a Pli Atzuma. The Rav had a fascinating answer. Did you know? Hillel says, Matzah Ram Yochlu teaches us you have to have us eat them together in one sandwich. In one sandwich. Why? Because the Torah implied that Matzah Ram to be together, Matzah Ram to be together. How do you make them together? You put on your mouth together, that makes them together. Says the Rav like this. Even the Chachamim who argue on Hillel, in fact, agree with Hillel in principle that Matzah and Morah should be together. Except there's no need to put them both in your mouth together. But since they're both eaten, B'toras what? Hechshera de Pischa. What does Hechshera de Pischa mean? They both are ancillary. How's that word? So the Korban Pesach. Is Korban Pesach proper? And Korban Pesach has its Abizrayu, has it all of its accessories, that's a good word. Trappings. Both Matzah and Morah are trappings of Korban Pesach. That fact itself makes it to be considered having been eaten together. Not in your mouth together. The fact that both of them serve as accessories for Korban Pesach, that itself is mitzaref than biyacha. Says the Soloveitchik, the Quran of the Rocha, now you've shot the Rambam. Bisman Abayis, he says, you can have them separately. Why? Because we can rely upon the Chachamim. What's the Hezbar Adava? What puts them together? Doesn't the Torah mean to be together? No. The fact that they're both serving as accessories for Korban Pesach, which you write in the Rocha Zayin, if you Korban Pesach right afterwards, that's with Sari of them. But Bisman Azeh, then we have no Korban Pesach. So how you mitzara the matzah tomorrow? How do you do it? How you mitzara the matzah tomorrow? You can't do it because there's no korban pesach. Unfortunately, nechat ha'enu. The only way for us to mitzara the matzah tomorrow is manazeh is to put them in your mouth together. So love the shavar. We have to do more than they had to did in those days. In those days, they had to korban pesach to be mitzara the matzah tomorrow. But manazeh, we don't have another way to mitzara the matzah by putting them in our mouth together. Wow. That's the rough shot. And why we have to do more now than we had to do then. Oh. But now he goes further than that. And this is an interesting question. You know when the Haggadah says, Dechel and Mikdash v'Hillel, I don't know if I guess, you know by heart, but let's have to guess. No, who knows? Dechel and Mikdash, I'll give you a hint. Kein as Hillel, Bizman, Shavetz and Mikdash, Yakayim, Hoya Korech, Machlokas. Parentheses Pesach, Matza Morah. We didn't even discuss this question, whether Hillel had Pesach or not. Possibly he did, and the Rambam may hold that he didn't. That he didn't, that even Hillel didn't. That's what the Chok Yaakov said, even Hillel said he didn't. According to the Rambam. Said the Prima Gadim like this. Listen very carefully. Is there a mitzvah of Korech Bizman Hazeh Me'ikar Adin? We say the word Zechel and Mikdash, it can mean one of two things. It can either mean, Rabbi Ossad, that, you know, it either means that it's a mitzvah which we do to fulfill the opinion of Hillel, because Hillel did it. Or no. Forget it. There's no way we can perform the mitzvah of Korach nowadays. It's pointless. Makes no sense. There's no point to it. We do it anyway, the pure Zecher. But the Prima Gadol is dependent on what Giras you hold. Listen carefully. If you hold the Giras of Pesach Matzah Moro, like Rashi and Rashbam say, and the parentheses in the Haggadah, then our entire performance of Korach today is purely nostalgia. Zecher l'mikdash. There's no real chiyuv to have the Matzah Moro together, because the entire Kricha, the whole bar of Kricha, according to the Giras of Rashi and Rashbam, is only if you have three together. If you have two together, it's garnish with garnish. It's nothing. Pure Zecher l'mikdash only. However, says the Prima Gadol, if you have the Giras of Rambam, that even with Man Abayis, you only have Matzah Moro together, then you can say, no. Now there's a chiyuv derabbanan. That's just pure Zecher l'mikdash. A chiyuv derabbanan to put matzah and morah together. It's not just Zecher l'mikdash. It says the Gemara Zecher l'mikdash. No, we can suggest as follows. The whole morah is Zecher l'mikdash. Why do we have morah b'zman hazeh? Morah b'zman hazeh is derabbanan. Why is it derabbanan? Because the Torah morah is only found in conjunction with Korban Pesach. Chazal said that morah anyway, even nowadays. So the idea of having Korach as a Zeichel and Mikdash, in what sense? The Chiyuv Maror to be fulfilled together with Matzah, Kwan Tehillo. Mikir Adin. Once the Chazal Institute that Maror nowadays is Zeichel and Mikdash, then the requirement of the Maror together with Matzah is Mikir Adin. That's purely a Zeichel and Mikdash. Adkan the Prima Gadol. Adkan. You follow the logic of both sides here. My guests and my regular Talmidim. You all understand what the logic is? If you eat Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, and the whole Korach there, this is Zecher l'Mikdash B'Alma. Pure merely a nostalgia. But if the Giras is Matzah and Morah, according to the Rambam, according to the Chok Yaakov's interpretation anyway, and even B'Zman HaMikdash, all they had the Chol HaDeis, even the Hillel, was Matzah and Morah together, the B'Zman HaZeh, the same as that, called Zecher l'Mikdash, because the whole Korach is Zecher l'Mikdash. Adkan the Prima Gadol. Comes the Rav and says no. The Rav, the Chavon of the Rav, suggests that maybe not. Maybe even according to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, it's a Zecher l'Mikdash. Listen to this twist. He said the whole reason why Hillel says you have to have a Kricha is in order to achieve what we call a Hashem and the Pistol. Hillel says a Hashem and the Pistol, you have to have Matzah Morah literally in the same mouthful as you have the Korban Pesach. Only then can you have the proper Hashem and the Pistol. However, one might argue, B'zman HaZeh, okay? So, let me repeat again, even according to the Rambam. You have to have the Matzah and Morah, I may have said a little bit wrong. You have to have the Matzah and Morah together in the same mouthful in order to combine them jointly with the Korban Pesach. The whole idea of having Matzah and Morah together is that that way you could take them two together, make a sirup out of them, make one unit out of them, and combine that unit with Korban Pesach. That could be Shad and Hillel. Come on, get it, call the Rambam with the Chok Yaakov. Al Matzah Morim Yochlu Hu. Eat the Korban Pesach. Al, a previously eaten combination of Matzah Morim in your mouth at once. That's what happens together. Speak here right there. B'zman HaZeh. True, we have Matzah. Yes, with the rice. True, we have Morah. Yes, with the Rabbanon. Afal P.K. Even according to Hillel, there's no real din of Kricha. Because the whole din of Kricha was only to create that unit, which could then be made somehow related to the Korban Pesach. But it's manna that we have no common Pesach, so there's no point. It's only a Zechel and Mikdash nostalgia. There's no point in having matzah more together, even according to whom? Even according to the opinion of whom? The Rambam. Get the Prima God. Say, my nafkamina. What's nafkamina from all this? It's a big nafkamina. Now we move to our second topic, which is we wanted to discuss, which is the question of speaking between the matzah and the korach. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should not speak between matzah and korach. Shouldn't he masiach dar? Between the matzah and the korach. Thank you. Simon top I and hey. In other words, we're not sure how to fulfill the mitzvah. We fulfill it by having matzah together, matzah separately, morah separately, or having them all together. If we're not sure, we make the bracha matzah on the matzah, morah on the morah, and both those brachas combined also relate directly to the korah, but don't talk in between. Fine, good, terrific. Wait a minute. Now, at first glance, this should depend upon the Prima God. If this man has there our fulfillment of Matamara together, the Kricha, is my eager at din, because we're not sure how to fulfill the mitzvah of Matamara, the mitzvah of Moror, then the Shulchan Aruch is right. Can't speak. However, if one is to maintain that the korach today is pure nostalgia, zechel mikdash has absolutely nothing to do with the fulfillment of matzah morah, because we can't, either because they had problem with Pesach in those days, or because they ate a threesome together, which is the Gaon's version of Rashi Rashbam, or according to the Rav, even according to the Rambam. The whole purpose then was to be desirable with the carpet, because you don't have an hour day. Then even according to the other opinion, it's purely a Zechel and Migdash. If it's a Zechel and Migdash, it's not really a fulfillment of Matzah Morah proper, and the bracha doesn't relate to it. Therefore, you would be allowed to speak between the one and what? No. Between the bracha of the Matzah Morah and the bracha and eating of the korah. Would be okay. According to the Rav, it's okay L'chol HaDeis to speak. The Mishnah Brura, however, did not accept it. It's not the Mishnah Brura, it's what the Shulchan Aruch for. Shulchan Aruch said you shouldn't speak. So here the Mishnah Brura has a major problem. Because in the line before, the Machaber said, the Omer Zechel and Migash Kehilil. Correct, if you're Allah, what happened? You say Zechel and Migash Kehilil Kosher. Hello, Amirazu, Havi Hefzik, Ben Brachel and Kricha. And the Machaber himself said you shouldn't speak. And it's a Dokak to say that it's Amira. It's by Inyan Asuda. He thinks this is a mistake. It's an expression of a Yom I didn't say anywhere. He thinks there's a typo in the Machaber. Or either a typo or an imprecise phrase. It says, V'tolba Macharot, Zeichel, they don't say the Omer. The word Omer doesn't belong. Either it's a mistake in type, or it's a mistake and he wrote an extra word for nothing. Atereka. So in my house, we are afraid of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, after all, the God of Adar, who's afraid of the Mishnah Berurah? So we don't want to get it started out with the Mishnah Berurah. So in my house we have a minig, so we say that the Zechel, the Mikdash Kehillah, when? Afterwards. First read the we didn't always say it afterwards. You'll say after, too late. No. I'll prove to you it's not too late. From a different context. Yes, Dave. No. Every Agada says you say Zechel and Migdash Kehillah before you eat the Korach. Maybe they'll do art scrolls that they pray for the bottom and say to look at the Mishnah Berurah. Maxwell House. Maxwell House is. Alright. Yes?
You're right from the
Apple? That's a shracha raya. That's not the whole thing. I mean, you did it to Gemara. I want my. That's another. That's also not. My raya is from, of all places, you never, who wants to give it another guess? No one will guess. No one will guess my raya. No. That, as far as any of Zechel and Mikdash is concerned, if you say it afterwards, it's good enough. Yeah? That's correct. That's for Suminis, that's not Zechel and Mikdash. Next, who knows? No one's going to know. You can't get, it's impossible for you to know. I'm expecting to know. The proof I have, just believe it or not, is from Sphira Song. He says there's someone here. Unbelievable. So Neil got it right. Sphira Omer. After we finish Sphira, what do we say? We have an awesome to say, Arach, when the Arach, Lana, Abodas, Mr. Minus, from Kovim, Mary, Amen, Amen, Sela. The original Tosis of the Megillah, that come from his bay, didn't say that. It said, he rushed from the Fenecha, so you bought him, and said, Mary, Amen, Amen, same idea. He did it after the Sphira. Now, I'm going to prove to you later. I'm not going to do it today, because I'm short for the time leash. That part of the mitzvah of Sphirah Sama today, according to many Rishonim, is Zechel HaMikdash. And I'll just give you one Maramachim, which is a premature, but I hold it to an emes. The Kroi Kodesh discusses in the back Sphirah Sama. And he quotes, it's in Simon Samach Dalas of Kot Beis. He quotes Minik Svar. Svaradim. The Minik Svar say the word La Omer before the Shavuot. Hayom Shmona Yomim La Omer Shehem Shavuot Echad V'Yomer. I never saw it in my life, but apparently it's part of the Minik. Okay, I believe it. We have our resident Svardi who will confirm or deny. But he's a resident. Why? Why should it be? So he says, the Kroi Kodesh, we look at the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds Sfiras Yamim is Minat Torah and Sfiras Shavuos is Minat Rabbonim. So you want to say the Omer, but between the under the right side by the Rabbonim. Lanias Daiti, this paragraph as it appears here is a plea atzuma. We don't make a bracha on the Derabbanan. We make brachas on the Derabbanan all the time. The answer of Moses, and I don't have time to do that now. I think that if you look carefully in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you'll see it's not just a Derabbanan. It's a Zechel HaMikdash. And Zechel HaMikdash is no bracha. Bedavka no bracha. Bedavka no bracha. Like by Korah, no bracha on Zechel HaMikdash. And Sphir also, the Sphir Shavuot, there's no bracha because the doctor demonstrated it's not what we have. There are two kinds of Zechel HaMikdash, the rabbis always say. One is what we call the Mechayeh Zechel HaMikdash. The reason why we do it is Zechel HaMikdash. But the Geder Hadin is a Mitzvah Gemurah. Give me an example of that. Lulav, right? Lulav, all 7 days is Zechel HaMikdash, but the nature of the Mitzvah is the Tilas Lulav. You make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, you know it comes originally Zechel HaMikdash. That's history, that's background. And there are many others like that. When it comes to Sphira, Shavuos Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and Korech, did an entire mitzvah is called Zechel HaMikdash. The whole act of mitzvah is not a, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. It's not considered an act of Sphira, an act of Matzah Mara, an act of Zechel HaMikdash. And therefore there's no bracha Bedavka. So that's why we Bedavka put the Lahoma first, according to this opinion. Not because it's Rabbanan, but also a mitzvah. Oh. So Rabbosai, if by Sphira we say Zechel HaMikdash afterwards, so too by Korach you can say it afterwards. The truth of the matter is, though, the only reason to say it afterwards is in case this whole Shtickle Torah is wrong. If the Shtickle Torah is right, then the Zechel HaMikdash doesn't require a bracha, then you can say it earlier, there's no question of hefsek. We just try to play both ends in the middle. The Beis Meir in the back of the Shulchan Aruch brings a raya that the bracha does not relate to Korach. Mal Gemara. What does Agamara say? Agamara says, "V'varach alachilas matzah v'yachol, v'varach alachilas mara v'yachol, v'har derachol matzah v'chas v'adadi below bracha zeichel lemigash kilu." What's no bracha? What's the haver mean? To make a bracha? How can you make a bracha? Maybe we pass like the rabbanah, be a bracha levatala. So the base man now is telling you a different verse. That the original bracha that you made does not relate to this. That's a pshat. Otherwise. But Chad, more than what I just said, is a little bracha. There is a bracha. The bracha on Masa, the bracha on Mara. There really is a little bracha. I mean, you already have a bracha. This is a little bracha. The Tarek is the base mitzvah. No, it doesn't relate to it. It's Eichel Lemidrash. The bracha does not relate to it. Oh. Moral. From three pence of frank to the soul in the Kroy Kodesh, footnote brings a riot to it, that whenever there's an Indian of Zeichel Lemidrash, we must speak it out. You have to talk about it. You can't just say, oh, Zeichel Lemidrash. You have to speak about it. You have to spell it out with your mouth. And this is a Zeichel Lemidrash. And therefore, it's necessary, quoted all the Haggadahs, to say Zeichel Lemidrash Kehillel when it comes to Korah. What's the Makor? The Makor is a Marsha in where? Baba Basra. What's the name? Marsha in Baba Basra. In the Chidushi Haggadah, the Marsha in Baba Basra says, Tion he Doresh Ein Lo. The Gemara quotes the Sukkah Memal. The Amira is part of the mitzvah. It's not considered to be a hefsek. So even if you don't agree to the whole Torah, and say even Zeichel and Midrash requires a bracha, against what we just said, so what? It still wouldn't be considered a hefsek. That was to be a look, because it is a dochak. It's a dochak to say that saying Zeichel and Midrash Kehillel is the Inyan Asuda is not at all a dochak. On the contrary, it's a requirement. It's a requirement to have to say Zeichel and Midrash. Now, let's go back to what Tosu says that if we paskin like Hillel, we can say we can eat matzah separately and then have matzah and morah together. Why? Because matzah is the rabbanon and morah is the rabbanon. It ain't necessarily so. Not all the rabbanon are on the same level. Morah the rabbanon as such is a mitzvah the rabbanon. But korech the rabbanon is not a regular mitzvah the rabbanon. It's a zeichel and mikdash. Zeichel in English in a sense of kind of a lower level. It's a different level. It's not a mitzvah to do something. It's a mitzvah to remember the base of mitzvah through a certain way. So you do it in Sfira, you mentioned Kal Shavuos, you do it on Pesach, you eat the Marat to Marat. But it's not a mitzvah per se, the Rabbanah. It's a Zeichel in English. So you could have said that Zeichel in English is considered the lowest level of Rishus as the Mevatel, the mitzvah, the Rabbanah, Gemurah, and Marah. But the Tosfos is mentioned to both in the same level. Not necessarily so. I just want to make a horror to you. According to this whole Torah, it may not go together. But if, even if you pass him like Hillel for sure, you have to have what? No. Matzah, and then Maror, and then Bor. That could be said in the Rambam. Because what about Shalom and the Rambam passing like Hillel? Because we asked the question before, if you pass like Hillel, so why don't you just have Matzah, and then Korech, who needs Maror? I'm giving you a suggestion. According to this Shtickel Torah, you need Matzah, then you need Maror, and then you need both. If you had Matzah and Maror together, that would be on the same level. So it would come out that somehow the Korach would somehow knock out the Mara. Somehow, I don't know how that would work exactly, because if you go around and it's a catch 22. But maybe it would be inappropriate because they're not exactly on the same level. Perhaps. That's a suggestion. I guess you could phrase it as such. The Matzah component of the Korach is only Zeichel and Mikdash. Whereas the Mara component is